Hey Siri, what is love?
You get presents.
Family.
Friendship.
Jesus.
You get to put a tree up.
A time to see friends and family.
Christmas is a time of loving, giving, and
happiness.
That.
Family bonding. I think my family bonds more around Christmas time.
Christmas is a time to get together with your family to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ.
Because he came here from heaven and he came to save all of our sins. And it was like a miracle because he was born from the Virgin Mary.
It's the giving season.
Word, period.
You get to give.
And you get to get.
Presents. God's presence.
And it's just a gift from God to us.
Because he's our Savior.
The celebration of the birth of Jesus.
It's about the birth of Jesus Christ.
Our Savior.
And Lord.
Amen.
I think Christmas is a time where people learn more about God. And
I also, stemming off of that, I think that Christmas is a time where people come to appreciate Christ and just like the love that he has for us.
And then stemming off of that, I think it's also a time where people reflect on their faith, and maybe try and get more involved in their faith as well. On the other days of the year, it's the countdown to Christmas.
That's smart, actually. That's what I was thinking.
You know who was born on Christmas? That's right, Jesus. You know who is love? You guessed it, Jesus.
As people, we just build so much suspense for Christmas, during the Christmas season. And then once December 26th is here, we're all just kind of
what do you do?
364 days till Christmas.
He's like, every day you should just be celebrating my existence. So he's like, yes, it's great that you're taking this one day, 2 days counting Christmas Eve, that you're taking these days out of your year to celebrate my being born. But he's like, every day you should be celebrating my existence and the miracle of my birth and me coming to save your sins.
We would just treat it like every other day. It would just be like a regular day.
That was so good.
That's genius.
That rocked my core.
Pray.
Read your Bibles.
Go to church.
Listen to Christmas music. Whatever makes you feel like it's Christmas.
Jesus told us that we should love, no matter what day it is, no matter what holiday it is. We should love every single day. We should love every single person. God is love. What is Christian love? Kira, what is Christian love?
I don't know, Elijah. What is it?
I think I'll take this one. Christian love is loving others, even if they don't want to be loved. It is spreading the word of Jesus in your community, and it is serving others and helping and volunteering, for an example.
We should spend time with those who maybe struggling, or those who need it, and maybe those that are less fortunate than us.
Love is treating others the way Jesus treated us.
You be love by constantly just trying to treat others the way that you want to be treated, and just constantly just do little things to make people feel loved and included.
Loving them, even if they do things that make us not want to love them, we should still love them.
being Christ-like and spreading that to everybody and not just certain people.
We were a world full of sin, but Jesus showed us love.
Love is equality.
Period!
Dying for our sins. Thank you, Jesus.
I was going to say that.
I mean, I think it's just kind of like we all need to encourage each other to just be more Christ-like people. Instead of just saying that we're Christians, like we need to be more Christ-like and just do what Jesus would do. WWJD.
All right, here's the deal. Jesus was born as God's son, right? Then he lived his life for a while. But then God was like, you have to take everybody else's sins. And to do that, you have to die.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son to die for our sins on the cross.
And so then, Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins so that we can go to heaven and live with God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, all of them.
Love.
Why? Be love.
You love Jesus.
You love first. Like Jesus loved you.
The most important
tells
though,
us to love.
God tells us to love.
By spreading
by
his
making
love
a relationship
to
with him.
Don't do it for the show. Be a good person on your own, even when nobody's watching.
Putting it more into your everyday life rather than just leaving it for like church services or like youth group and stuff like that.
Can't be fake.
You don't need to do just the mainstream things to connect to God. You can do how you feel, how you connect to God.
You can like pray or read the scriptures.
Yeah.
Or listening to church music. Mm-hmm. God make a relationship with him.
That can be praying, quiet time meditation, listening to music, playing music, / singing music.
Anything.
Whatever you can do in your own way to connect to God.
Just taking that time that you have out of your day, even if it's not a lot, and just trying to devote it to Jesus in general.
Well, we talked about like Christ's love last week, and like it said that you can't love Christ unless you're loving others as he would love you. So I think just by like showing like your love for him, by the way that you act in front of other people, can really like help form their relationship with him.
I like listening to Christian music. I like singing Christian music. I really like music, and that is how I connect to God. I also come to youth group and church and Bible study, and I connect to God in those ways.
I personally feel like I've like been growing in my faith slowly, just as I've been trying to incorporate it more like in my life with just little things, like listening to like Christian music on the way to school or something like that, and like daily Bible verses.
I like to help people. I like to volunteer. Sometimes I do my own thing, sometimes it's through the church. I am able to help promote the youth group in the best way possible, and that's how I connect with God.
Basically, I just been listening to more music, and I've been coming to youth group more than I used to have.
And I've just been taking more time out of my day and just relaxing and just being.
And trying my best to work for what he has put me on this planet to do.
Love.
Peace, joy, gentleness, patience, self-awareness,
kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. First try.